Time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is Kennedy Malloy. Hello, everyone. Hello, Australia. It's Friday. Thank God. We love our Fridays here at Kennedy Malloy. We have got all the fantastic things that come with Friday, including Clown of the Week. And that is chock-a-block as usual, and we'd love to take your calls on that as well if you've got any clowns you know. We've got the Song Whisperer, who is a carryover champion in a sense because nobody got it yesterday, so we're going to go with that. We've got Week in Review as usual, which we love. Now, strap yourselves in because this is a huge day of stars. We have got Tom Gleisner joining us from Have You Been Paying Attention and one of my old buddies. We have got Aha. Yes, we've got Morton and Mags coming in. I'm so thrilled and excited. On the panel today, no Dave, no Dangerous Dave, the beautiful Rosie Walton.
Janie, it's so good to see you.
So good to see you.
He finally got the sack after letting someone in randomly the other day in a security breach.
Correct, it's all over for him. See ya. And co-hosting today with me is this very special man.
Last time we caught up with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here host Dr. Chris Brown, he was on the line deep in the African jungle.
What are you doing with your time when you're not sort of making everybody do hideous challenges?
You know, I have no life. So the local vets around here are good people, so we treat kudus and antelope.
You seem to be sticking your arm up a lot of animals.
Well,
but legally.
You know, it's cold in the morning. Got to do something.
Please welcome back to the show, Dr. Chris Brown.
Oh, well,
oh, what
Chris,
a treat.
Welcome to, well, do we call it Kennedy Brown? I think Kennedy we have to call it today. Does it got a ring?
It does sound good, doesn't it?
It does sound good.
I mean, this is the combination that Mick always said was a bad idea, and by 6 o'clock we may be agreeing with him. But
well, no, we must have confidence. I'll tell you why. First of all, you're sitting in Mick's chair.
I'm trying to fill the bum print right now and doing my best.
It is a damn better view, I have to say, for me. On a Friday, looking at you, Chris, in your crisp white T-shirt. It's very nice.
Thank you. Pre-owned.
You might need some masons down there beside you. I promise I'm not going to get too clingy today. I promise. I'm really thrilled to have you in here.
We have the court-ordered distance between us at the moment, which I think is around 2 metres.
Screen.
We do. And we've got, I feel like we have such an affinity with each other. Because you've just come back from Africa with I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
And
what are you getting at?
Well, I don't know if you know, but I have been to I've been to Africa. I went to the Bwindi Impenetrable Forest in Uganda, yes, recently.
What would you find if you were to enter the impenetrable
forest? The great silverback, as you know, and I've bored you to tears with telling you that, Chris. But you have just come back from South Africa.
I have, yeah. I mean, it's no Bwindi Impenetrable Forest, but it's all right.
Well, the impenetrable part was you had to be with a lot of celebrities.
Correct. And look, you know, all those vaccinations we take before we go over there do remarkable things.
For the against the celebrities or the animals?
Well, I even almost caught Miguel's contagious enthusiasm at one stage, which was...
He's unbelievable.
Delight.
What a joy.
What a joy.
Yeah.
Now, I think you sort of picked that very early on because you know him very well.
I do.
And he can talk, can't he?
Look, he can, and sometimes people can understand what he says. So, we sort of meet in the middle at different points. But, look, he's a joy of a human being. And to actually watch as Australia got to understand
that's
that.
That's right.
We got to
see the real side to him.
Yeah, I sort of a few times had to pull back and not let people be too aware of our friendship.
And really?
Well, you've got to go the other way then, don't you? You've got to make his life even more difficult, which was...
Is that what boys do? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you back it? I tell you, the leggy Birchmore...
Wasn't she great?
Oh, my God. Rhonda was fantastic. I love seeing her and the challenges. Did you have to do a few? You always generally do a challenge.
Yeah. Usually jump in and help them out on one or two and usually regret it because I'm vomiting soon after. But
that's the part I love seeing.
It's just what we do. But look, Rhonda really stamped herself as being quite an incredible human being. But I don't know if you saw it. She also stamped herself as being athletically, I mean, she can dance, but possibly the worst high jumper.
And, yes.
And she had to walk on a treadmill at one stage and forgot the walking part and then fell off a cliff. So that's what Rhonda really brought to the jungle.
And you know what? Because she's so wonderful and can do everything, that's the part I loved when I saw her falling over and not being able to do high jump. We were talking to you before. I was saying, I just don't get it when the celebrities have said the hardest part about being in the jungle is the boredom and sitting around. That it is my idea of heaven to just be sitting with nobody to bother me, just in my own thoughts.
Welcome to the next 2 hours of radio. It's going to be a great show.
I'm sure it will be much better than that. Now, you know the format for this show. We've got Clown of the Week. We've got so many clowns coming.
Absolutely.
Well, should we kick it off? Let's keep going. Let's get a song on the road. Rosie, here we are with Kennedy Brown. Oh, I like it.
Good. It's really good.
Very good.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down a throat.
Defecating on streets.
He's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
Knock, knock. May I come in?
Who will be?
Clown. The complete clown.
Clown of the week.
Sellmycar.com.au. Cash for your car. Fast.
Yes, it is. It's time for Clown. We're chock-a-block today, so we're going to get straight into it, Chris. And you know how this works.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to clown Koshy because, look, he did a great job with Sam Armitage on Firefight Australia. They were doing the breaks, you know, and throwing to everybody. He was so I went there. The concert was brilliant. He was just very enthusiastic, let's just say. And, you know, the term dad dancing, I think it may be where it's –
It feels like it lives deep within him.
It does live deep within him. Here's Koshy getting a bit excited about some of the bands.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a performance by Fire Sauce of Firefight Australia. Of course, the boys grew up just down the road here in the Hills District of Western Sydney. Oh, the hoods, the energy of Hilltop Hoods. Adelaide boys live on stage at Firefight Australia. How good are they? I'm exhausted.
You're sweating a bit.
Tell me who wasn't dancing at home then.
Yeah, that was
great. Southern
it was
land.
Pretty good. We've been going off
together. Oh, classic. What a night.
Sam has a certain touch of disdain, especially when she said, oh, you're sweating a lot.
I was just sweating through just cringing just how uncomfortable it was.
He's very enthusiastic.
Could I back announce every song by going, oh, the
please
flea's
do.
There.
Please
just drop a couple of syllables off the end of every single group.
Please do. I'll give you permission to that. All right. Actually, we've got a caller through. We will go straight to one. Hello, Belinda.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Belinda. Good. Who do you want to clown?
I need to clown Greta Thunberg.
Great. Oh, now this is controversial. Yeah. Why do you want to clown her?
Well, on your fine show yesterday afternoon, she actually said that Aha were from Sweden.
Oh, look. Okay. Really? So, look, we have a relationship with Greta.
A friend of the show.
A friend of the show, yes. And
a friend.
Yes, a good friend. She called up because her sister has a singing career and Greta was unhappy with that. Yeah. And so she did call up. I think we might have the call.
Do okay.
She's stealing my Thunberg thunder. I'm about to launch my own singing career.
What? What's your oeuvre?
Can I sing some songs for
Please.
You?
Please. Well, runs
the well I am paying tribute to all the great Swedish performers, so I do a little Aha.
Okay.
Take on me. Some Roxette.
Good luck.
Na 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 na.
Yes, I don't think Greta's got a good future there. That's dreadful.
Is there any chance of getting Greta back on the phone at any stage, do you think?
You know what?
Is she available?
No, I don't think she's available on Friday.
Because the time zone works. I'm just looking
at the... Oh, really?
The,
yeah, no, Chris, shut up,
Chris. We could definitely dial into
No,
into
she's
Sweden.
Not coming on.
Are you sure?
Not today. No, she's not.
Rosie, can we get on the phones and see if
yeah, Whitney's onto it, right?
Okay. Yeah, all right. We'll see how we go. I'm not sure of it. Okay, now, can we clown Chaka Khan? She had a very self-indulgent version of the Star Spangled Banner. I don't know why people just don't stick to the notes as they're written. Here she is giving it a bash.
Oh, say does it so spangled banner. Yeah!
Wow. Is that it?
Oh,
all right. Oh no. Can we We might have to finish it. Yeah, no, that's faded out. I can't stand that.
I think it was about the third quarter of that All-Star game before she actually finished.
Did you watch that? Did you see it happening? People went off. But Shaka Khan, stick with what you...
Well, the anthem should be recognisable. I mean, that's the basis
You'd
of it.
You'd think so. It's a very singing theme here. You've got one, haven't you?
I do. On a clown, Michael Bublé. Oh.
Michael Bublé?
The boobs. Why? Yeah, I mean, lovely...
You want to clown the boobs?
Lovely guy. Yeah. Lovely guy. Warm heart. Yeah. But he's been singing Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
In February.
In February.
Who to?
To gorillas at Werribee.
Hang on.
What?
Let's have a listen.
Oh, you better watch out. Oh. You better not cry. Oh. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Michael Bublé is coming.
Your town.
He went a bit of third
Stop
person.
Stop eating that stuff.
He went third person to the gorillas.
I mean, this is one of those times where I almost feel disappointed in the gorilla species. And as a vet, that's hard. Jane, you've seen gorillas in Africa.
I've been to Africa. I've seen the gorillas.
It's one of those times where you just wish that the gorillas voted with their hands.
Well, I know what they do.
They're renowned for demonstrating exactly what they think
of. It's an ingenious thing to think of, too. Yes, he's well clowned. I'm just going to quickly go to this one because you did talk about gorillas and what they do with their hands. I want to clown the 1 in 30 people who poo in the shower.
Oh, no.
I know. What is wrong with this race of people?
Who has done this study, though? Like, what?
Plumbing.
The Ponds Institute?
No, plumbers.
Because
they got to deal with it. I think we've got some audio, have we, of that 1 in 30?
Well, I was in the locker room showering, and I had to go. So.
There we go.
Anyway, I think the guy in the shower opposite saw me.
Well, this is
way. Dirty look.
You went in the shower.
Yeah, so what? I'm not the only one.
Do you go in the shower?
No, never.
Do you?
I take baths.
Well, what was I supposed to do?
Did you ever hear of holding it in? Why couldn't you just wait?
I was there. I saw a drain.
Since when is a drain a toilet?
It's all pipes. What's the difference?
It's not all pipes. The statistics were terrible. It was 1 in 3 wee in the shower, 1 in 30 poo, and 1 in 20 masturbate in the shower. So,
but 1 in 30 are admitting to pooing in the shower. So it's probably 1 in 10.
Correct. It could be worse. Hey, hang around 133353. If you've got any more clowns, stick around. We've got more.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is indeed Kennedy Brown today. I've got Dr. Chris Brown. How are you, Chris?
Good. Look, we're having fun.
We are having fun. I could get used to this.
It's disconcerting. I have Mick written on the side of my headphones.
Oh, I know. You're very unhappy.
Who's Mick? I've walked into someone else's life.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till he hears you say that.
Who's this Mick guy you keep on talking about?
And you're sitting in his chair.
And is he about to walk back in and this is going to be really uncomfortable?
Oh, I know. Grab his cowbell from over there. Yes, yes. And play his cowbell. Just use your pen and just sting it.
Oh, yeah. That'll kill him.
It's really just insulting now.
You're going to be in so much trouble. All right, let's kick off. You've got one about Prince Andrew.
I do. I want to clown Prince Andrew. A 60-year-old, 60th birthday party, cannot even fill up the party. He's got a pared-back guest list.
Everybody's suddenly cleaning their griller on the night.
It's remarkable, isn't it? But the mark of a truly great 60th is a guest list that needs to be screened by the FBI multiple times. Maybe that's what's scaring them off.
And a working with children license as well, I imagine. Let's hear a bit of audio from it. Oh. These are the bells they ring. This is so nice. Oh, cowbell. He needs the cowbell. Okay, that is the cowbells that ring. The normal bells that ring for any of the royal children and for William and Kate and their children when it's their birthdays. How ridiculous is that? Did you know that?
Is that so, so Elizabeth doesn't have to bake a cake?
I don't know. In lieu of that.
I gave you the bells. That should be enough.
The bells? What century are we living in?
Those are the worst present ever.
Oh, my God. Let's go to some callers. Vince, you're there. Hello, Vince.
Hi, Jane. How are you today?
Good, Vince. This is very interesting to me. You're a fan of Married at First Sight.
I am.
Okay. You watch it all the time.
Yeah, it makes me laugh and...
it does that. Yes. It certainly does that, Vince.
Yeah, it does. Makes everyone laugh. Now, who do you want to clown from Married at First Sight?
I would like to clown Natasha Spencer.
Last name included. Yes, sorry.
It's a keen viewer.
For sex shaming her on-screen husband, Mikey, you know, and saying he lasts only 10 seconds.
Okay.
What do you think would be a reasonable time, Vince?
Thank you.
I think, say 30 seconds.
Vince, I'm fascinated. I can't get males in my household to watch this show, but I'm very thrilled that you're quite into that. All right, let's go to another call. Let's go to Tim. How are you doing, Tim?
Not too bad. You're still training.
Yeah, who do you want to clown?
Holden.
Oh, yeah.
Getting rid of an Aussie classic car. How dare they?
That is really outrageous. I'd never thought it was literally going to happen. Mm. What is going to happen to Bathurst? What happens? I mean, it's a serious deal.
Not going to be the same with a European sedan taking on Mount Panorama,
is it? It's not. Have you ever owned a Holden?
My first car I ever bought was a Holden Commodore.
Wow.
So this one got me.
Well, you're upsetting Holden. You're upsetting Dr. Chris Brown. I won't have it.
Yeah, I used to turn up to my early vet calls in a Holden Commodore, which would bottom out on the driveway on the way in.
So really? What colour was it? Girls like to know that.
It was blue.
Really?
Navy blue. Midnight blue.
Was it secondhand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Everyone's first car secondhand. All right, let's go to Steve. How are you, Steve?
How you going?
Yeah, who do you want to clown, Steve?
Steven Spielberg's daughter.
Why?
She's just revealed that she's going into making porn movies.
Oh, dear God. Okay, now I've got the story here. Someone's just handed it to me. Yes, Michaela. Oh, can we hear from her?
Sure.
Thanks, Rosie. Let's have a listen.
Private customers or for the public, if, you know, that ever arises. I'm also hoping to get my dancing license here pretty soon so that I'm able to do what I love most in my spare time and also make money from it.
It's a full CV, isn't it, that she's trying to accumulate here?
The bit I don't get is that she wants to make money from it and she's Steven Spielberg's daughter, but...
There'd be enough cash in the spare change drawer.
You would
in the jar.
Think so, and yes, she's got the look. That's for sure.
It might be directed well for the first time.
Well,
ever,
there
though.
You go, Rosie. That's a good call.
With a plot? Is what you're suggesting?
Could be a plot
narrative.
Twist.
Let's not ruin it, Rosie. Please.
All right, stand by, everybody. We have got Tom Gleisner in the building.
Yes.
He's a host. He's a Channel 10 host. Chris, you know him well, don't you?
He's a very good Channel
10 host. He's a very good Channel 10 host, Stan.
Top of the tree.
We'll be back with more on Kennedy Brown. I'm going to hammer this the whole show, you know.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I'm thrilled to say I'm currently looking at Dr. Chris Brown, so it's Kennedy Brown as we speak. Rosie
Brown.
Walton on keyboards here. Thank you, Rosie, for stepping in for Dangerous Dave. And I'm very excited now because I've got one of my great friends and one of the biggest stars in Australian television.
The biggest.
I'm tipping Gold Logie this year. Mm-hmm. It's Tom Gleisner. Hello, Tom.
Thank you, Jane. Hello, Chris. Sorry to stand on ceremony, but if you don't mind, I prefer you use my official title.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Just the once.
Tom.
What's
welcome.
Thank you.
Do it once, it's enough.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It.
What's it with Mick? Well, what's the story?
Oh, look, you know, it's Friday. What can I say? He's probably still asleep. And
I popped into his office on the way through. All that's sitting there is his coffee mug and his electronic ankle bracelet. No sign
that
of
That is
him.
Very common. Can I just say, I'm sorry, just between the two of you there, we're just chatting off air and Tom is just hashtag first world problem, said, oh, I've got these terrible holes in my sweater. And Chris is going, oh, now, I love my woolen active wear, but what kind of fabric is that? Guys, what's going on?
But I do, I mean, look, Tommy, I can sense that you're a man who enjoys the outdoors. You love a bit of fly fishing, don't you?
Indeed.
I mean, you need your woolen active wear.
Does it breathe well, Chris?
There's a saying in our active circles when you're hiking the mountains that wet cotton kills. What they say. I'm not sure if they do say that, but they should say that now. And
I
so
like
woolen activewear is...
I'm all over this. You're talking to me like I don't know. I've been to the Bewindi Impenetrable Forest and I had to wear it.
I told you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I feel like a woolen vest would kill you over there in 44 degrees.
It would. Tommy, how have you been?
I've been in fine form. I've been to Malaysia.
What do you do in Malaysia?
Well, it's just a holiday, so I figure between Chris and I, you've got Ebola and Corona sort of in the one room.
Stay clear, please.
Yeah, but you haven't talked about this openly in social circles about your trip overseas. Obviously, following the Jane Kennedy model of adventure.
Well, I think we both are pretty good on Instagram with posting when we're
active.
We are active.
active
very
in that
active
point.
People. No, yes. I've just been otherwise hanging out, enjoying, and sort of enjoying not watching the news because I'm immersed in the news. When we're doing Have You Been Paying Attention,
yes.
it's non-stop and during the off-season I can kind of relax. Although I was drawn to a Trump rally today. The great president was out
yes.
and about.
Yes,
in the beautiful state of Colorado.
Oh, well, he knows where to pick them, doesn't he?
He does. It was a big, long rally and Vice President Pence did the warm-up.
Mm.
And then they introduced the president, and there's a big sort of musical build-up. He's Donald's playlist. It's
well, who's he allowed to play? Nobody wants to have this song.
He's got Sweet Child of Mine, Simply the Best, Thunderstruck. It's basically Triple M Mid-Mornings. But it always climaxes with Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA.
God bless the
hear Chaka Khan's version of that.
It's excellent. Well, when Lee goes for that big final note, that's the president's cue to leave his hotel room because he's got a lot of time. It's got about half an hour.
Who was that, Tom? Lee Greenwood?
Lee Greenwood, apparently. Nah. That's part of
on
his...
On your radar, anyone?
Nope. No.
Big in Colorado. Yeah. Huge. The mountains are high and the residents are even higher.
Thank
yes.
you very much. Anyway, look, eventually the music died down. It was all the caps and those T-shirts. And Mr. Trump opened his speech with an interesting question.
So, where else would you like to be but a Trump rally, right?
yeah.
I'd rather be locked on board a cruise ship off Japan, that springs to mind.
Oh, my God.
That was a big opening.
He is insane, certifiably.
Well, he went on for about an hour. His usual ramble, he was getting stuck into fake news and Mike Bloomberg, all the usual suspects, when all of a sudden it was a hard left into Hollywood.
By the way, how bad were the Academy Awards this year?
What?
And the winner is a movie from South Korea. What the hell was that all about?
No.
Wow.
We got enough problems with South Korea with trade. On top of it, they give him the best movie of the year. Was it good? I don't know. You know, I'm looking for like where let's get Gone with the Wind. Can we get like Gone with the Wind back, please?
What?
Can we get Gone
they had
with the
slaves.
Wind back?
The good days.
Exactly. Back in the plantation days.
What
is
going on?
He knows the difference between South Korea and North Korea, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I felt like that was a barb at North
like
Korea.
I feel like he maybe didn't.
He somehow's got a trade deal in there. But he, no, not happy with the... I realise why he doesn't like Parasite, because Melania had to read the subtitles out to him.
Tommy, stick with us, will you? We'd like to come back. I want to talk about Dancing with the Stars with you.
Yes.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We have got Dr. Chris Brown here. Oh, I'll just call you Chris because we're that
fine.
Close.
Well, it's Kennedy Brown.
It is Kennedy Brown. That's what the show is. And we're here with Tommy G, Tom Gleisner, of course. And you were talking about Trump before. I've never heard such unbelievable what we were talking about before at the rally.
Day. It's a standard day in Colorado for Mr. Trump.
Tommy, you have your finger on the pulse of all sorts of news across the globe. Mm. I have my finger on a different pulse in terms of animal news from across the globe.
Sure.
But also to do with a rally, a political rally of sorts in the States. I don't know if you saw this. There was a rally interrupted just yesterday, I think it was, by a flock of pigeons wearing Make America Great Again caps.
No. Wow.
This is real. So someone in the US has managed to...
Here's a photo. I'll show
pigeons.
You, Tom. We'll put it on.
How do you see it on Twitter?
And using super glue. Mm.
But that's not very kind to the pigeons.
It's a terrible
it,
thing to do. But attach these Make America Great Again hats to these pigeons in the hope they would interrupt the rally and send a clear message that the entire world is making America
absolutely.
Great Again.
Absolutely. So Trump supporters released these pigeons.
We've got
cynical,
an official
Tommy.
News
you
report.
Cynical. We can
yeah,
actually,
it's fed income.
Rosie, let's have a listen.
An underground group called Putin, short for Pigeons United to Interfere Now, is taking credit for releasing the flock of MAGA-capped pigeons in downtown Las Vegas. The founder says it was months in the making and done this week to protest the Democratic candidates in Las Vegas and to show loyalty to President Trump.
Wow. When you see these, how did they get the, Chris, did they have to sedate these pigeons to get the hats on?
I feel like they would have netted them and then, whilst holding them, glue the hat on,
oh my God.
Thereby becoming the most intelligent creature ever to wear a Make America Great Again hat.
And precisely.
It's a change of pace because normally they release porn stars at Donald Trump's rallies wearing
about
the
this
same
time
caps.
Of year,
yeah,
isn't it?
Pigeon's nice.
All right, we're going to take a bit of a shift here because, Tom, of course, you're a host of Have You Been Paying Attention.
Mm.
And I'm not apologising for it, but I may have referred to you in a recent interview that I did on the website Mumbrella. Oh. I did refer to you as the most unlikely awesome host, I think, in Australia. Mm. But I mean that very genuinely because I'll tell you why.
It's,
I
know the it's the unlikely part.
It's the unlikely part. Yeah. Because whenever we make up a show or these guys, you know, work on a show at Working Dog, the last thing everyone thinks of is the host. And it's almost like, oh, I'll do it. Or
who doesn't want to do it the least?
Don't you think that's how it works?
A bit of that.
Last... I wanted to explain that. You weren't offended, were you?
No, 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 no. As Chris says, it's awesome. I'll take awesome any time.
And Chris, you've stepped in. I've stepped in Tom's boots on having been paying attention.
I have. And I've never been shown more disrespect in my life. which is the way of the world in that studio.
It is. Mm. It is. Now, another show that, on Channel 10, is Dancing with the Stars. Tom, would you ever consider going on that show? We know why. I know why.
I have done some dancing in the past. This
See?
Is the truth.
Salsa I dancing? Told you. No yeah, one believed me.
We need to know more. What exactly? What sort of dancing?
I was dragged into it by my wife, Mary.
Mary's really good at it, right?
Mary took up dancing when she was about to turn 40. She said, let's not die without learning to dance. Yeah. And I said, no, you can dance. I'm dying. But I think
she referred to you as an unlikely dancer at that point.
But awesome. So I used to go along and eventually got so boring going along watching other people dance, I finally had to take some lessons. So now I rule myself out because I'm sick of people on Dancing with the Stars who claim they've never danced.
Yeah, that's not fair,
and
is it?
They've done jazz, tap and contemporary their entire...
But Ed Cavalier is claiming the truth. He's never danced before,
Ed
clearly.
Ed has never danced, and I'm very excited because I'm going along this Sunday.
They'll do a cutaway of you. You know that. You'll have to wear something nice because they always want to see celebrities. Olivia Newton-John went to see Chloe Latanzi.
I like to think of myself as more than a cutaway, Jane, but...
the audio as well.
I'm hoping audio. No, I don't know. But Ed, my colleague Ed from Have You Been Paying Attention? His chosen charity is Learning for Life, the Autism Centre.
Oh, that's your charity,
that
Tom.
I'm a patron of. So vote for Ed.
Everybody, you better call. We've got to get Ed over the line because I did see him the other day, and he said it's very tough and he's a little bit stressful because it is a very hard thing to do.
The one thing Ed said he's not struggling with, because you know how fit Ed is.
Yes.
All these celebrities are doing a minute 40 and they're ready. Well, they want
the Bachelorette
oxygen.
Just nearly cucked on the first night. Angie Kent was out of breath that she...
I don't want to tell the producers what to do in this show because it's a very well-produced show. Yes. But in what world is Tom Gleisner not coming in as a specialist dance consultant to Ed Cavalier?
I totally agree.
To work on his quick step.
Like a mentor.
The mentor.
You've got the shoes surely at home. You can slip them on.
I could give some technical advice and use the phrase, darling, whenever you want to.
You could be a special guest judge even.
Wow. No. Happy to be in the audience. Happy to watch Ed. And of course, Celia Pakwala is also out there.
Yeah, but Celia's really good. She's so good that she'll probably win it, which is great and great for a charity. But come on, we've got to get behind Ed Cavalier, I think, and your charity, Learning for Life. Thank you, Tom, for calling in today.
Thank you, Jane.
We'll see you very soon on Have You Been Paying Attention? When is that coming back?
Coming back, I think, around May.
May. Oh, you're having a nice big old break, eh?
And I hope you guys will be part of the furniture again.
If you need him, he'll be fly fishing in his woolen activewear.
Yes, I think
and
so.
Comfortable, too.
Well done. Oh, stand by. Is it? We've got the Song Whisperer next. Stand by.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We have Chris Brown here. I've got Rosie here. And now it is time for the Song Whisperer.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
And you have stumped people overnight. We've had to carry over.
Surprised me.
Because it's so hard, the clue. Can you read the clue out again?
This is the worst segment on radio, by the way.
Why?
As a listener, you're frustrated. I sit in the car and scream at
But people usually get it. This is where it's crazy.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead, Song Whisperer.
A man's inner monologue is on display. The underlying message is, get going. You have a life to live. The man's conscience taunts him about his current passivity, imploring him to throw caution to the wind and chase his dreams, no matter the cost to relationships or contact with his wider community. The moral of the story, embrace your self-interest and look out for number one.
Okay. So we're feeling it's quite a selfish person.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite a selfish. Yeah. It's look after your own... All right, I'll be careful here.
It's deep.
I'll be careful. I know it. Actually, we've got Ben on the line.
Hello, Ben. Hear yesterday's clues.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. All right, let's hear what other people thought it was. Thanks, Rosie.
Yeah, I thought it might be Here I Go Again.
White Snake.
Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind.
Oh.
Bon Jovi, It's My Life.
Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. Is it Who Could Be Now by Men at Work?
Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Green Day.
Metallica, The Unforgiven.
Chris, do you have any idea?
Look, I know the answer, and I'm still frustrated. So, I mean, what does that tell you?
All right, we will go to Ben now. Hello, Ben.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Can you help us out? It's driving us all mad. Come on. What do you think it is, Ben?
Fingers crossed.
Yep.
I really hope it's Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh. That's a bit, yes. What is that, self-reflective?
Yeah, it is. But it is not The Boss.
Oh, it's not.
It is not The Boss.
You're joking. All right. 133353. Please call up and see if you can guess what the song is.
We also put this out on the Kennedy Malloy Instagram and on Facebook, and John Mazzatelli thought it was The Diary of Horace Wimp by ELO. Not correct, John.
Wow.
Cheryl Cross thought it was In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. Also not correct.
You don't want me to sing these?
You can't.
No, keep going. Sorry.
I've got one that you can sing here in a second. How about Andrew Burt's Too Drunk to F by the Dead Kennedys?
Oh, great. I do like that, but I think my
not
mother's
the Dead
listening.
Kennedys.
You're really enjoying the fact people aren't getting this, aren't you? I can see this dark side.
Richard Morse, Going the Distance by Cake, not Cake.
Oh, yeah.
And Vicky Cummins said Romeo Away by Bob Seger. It is not that Bob Seger song or any Bob Seger song. If it was Bob Seger, I would do this Bob Seger song.
Oh, you love this.
I love this song. Ramblin' Gambling Man by Bob Seger. So someday on the song, but not today.
All right, Rosie, when we come back, strap yourselves in, everyone, because AHA are going to be live here in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
It is the big second hour. I'm a very lucky girl. I've got some very special people in here with me. Dr. Chris Brown.
All of a sudden, I'm just feeling like I'm old news.
Yes, wait till you hear I've got else in here. I've got Rosie Walton. I say playing keyboards for me today. Thank you,
sure.
Rosie.
Tinkling the ivories for you, Jane.
And we've still got a lot of show to get through. Week in review, you'll be able to hear a bit of Mick Malloy, but mostly me being much better than Mick. We've got lots more. The Song Whisperer, we'll crack what the song is. But first up, we have this very special guest.
Only four songs from the past century have notched up over a billion views on YouTube. And one of them is from our next guest's AHA. The melody was originally created by Paul and Mags from the band as a punk track at just 15 years of age. It would undergo numerous versions and releases before landing on the 1985 classic, and its pioneering animated video still averages a staggering 500,000 views a day. The track's been covered by everyone, from this guy doing fart noises with his hands on YouTube to Weezer. And three decades on, AHA are back in the country playing their breakthrough album Hunting High and Low in its entirety. Please welcome to the show, Morton and Mags from AHA.
Well, we're very lucky to have Morton here.
Well, no, you are, because Mags, I can't
Where did you
see
leave
anywhere.
Mags?
I don't even know. But I think we're in the sort of, we're deep into a jet lag here.
You are, because we're trying to work out what time it is. What city do you live in?
It's 7 in the morning now.
It's 7 in the morning.
But that's all right, but none of us have had any sleep, really.
I totally understand that. Now, I can see you looking at me and you're saying, I've got so much in common with this woman. Because
that was the look. That's the look.
That's the look.
That was the look.
Because
well, you didn't see me, did you?
No, I got my face away from me, Morton. But yeah. I'm sure there are looks. But
James, I just say because
I'm warming to it.
You are. You're warming to it. So I have Scandinavian blood.
Okay.
And
what in you?
In me, yes.
Not on you.
No, not on me. But I might after this interview. Yes, I've recently found out. See, my family are there. My mother's side, their last name was Anderson with a double S.
It could be Danish, though.
It could
be careful.
That's right. So for years, we thought we're from Norway. I went on Ancestry.com, and in 3 minutes, I found out we're actually from Finland.
Ooh,
from
that wouldn't
Narpe.
Be Anderson.
Yes. That's not well, a you know what name. They were? It's the one spot in Finland that they speak Swedish.
Yeah.
There's only one
that
town.
That would be Andersson.
Andersson. Oh, okay. Mm. Yes, I mean, no, you're correct.
I think the family was run out of town due to the excessive wine consumption over the winter months.
All right, Chris.
They landed in Finland and...
Settle
there you
down
have
with
it.
That.
So,
what makes you a doctor, though? Because I'm an outsider here.
Really?
Well, Chris, what would you like to say?
Well, we could have a lot of fun here, couldn't we?
But we will say because it's a very noble. You're a vet.
I'm
a vet.
A distinction. Okay.
He loves animals.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't have many cures for jet lag, but I can try. In the next song, I've got my vet bag with me. We can
we can have fun,
rig some things up, and and see how you go. And if you make it through to 6 o'clock, then it'll be a minor miracle. How does that sound?
I might make the gig tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, it's all right. You'll be under medical supervision, just of a veterinary kind.
I've heard that before.
There we go. We're working together now. This is good.
Morton, do you have a nickname, or just call you Morton?
Don't ask me. Yeah, Morton works for me.
Morton works
right
for you.
Now is the best thing, best way to cut through to me. I think.
Morton, I just want to ask you something. That when you were a young boy and you were...
Which I'm not anymore.
No, but you still look really, really
still got to go
amazingly hot.
Rubbish. Yeah.
Yes.
Hot.
Yeah, you look
I
hot.
I am actually, but I thought that was the jet lag. No,
trust me, it's good.
Scandinavian
I'm currently looking at Morton and Chris. It's much
day,
better
Jay.
Than what I usually work with.
Okay.
I work with a guy that's not, you know...
He's not here now, though.
No, he's not.
He normally sits where I am right now, though.
He doesn't look anything like this guy.
Yeah.
What I wanted to say was I think, seriously, and people might have underestimated it, your voice is really unbelievable and you are able to sing so many octaves. Is it over five? When you sing Take On Me, people try and do it. No, they try and do it and they're terrible. Mm. And your voice was really extraordinary. And did people understand that at the time? Or did you understand
what does it mean, though, to understand it?
Well, you know, when did you think, my God, I can sing and I'm good at it? Did you ever think that?
Yeah, when I was five.
When you I find that really fascinating because people who are really good and experts at what they do, it starts at a really young age.
But you to have
it's all in discovery. You don't learn anything really until you discover it.
Mm.
You can't be taught anything. You can only have it exposed in you.
Yes. Mm.
And it was simply the fact that I found that I could give it wings, you know, when I sang, and that's what it felt like.
And you were so fortunate too that your friends at the time also happened to be very musical. I love the fact that so many people...
We were never friends.
Oh, well... Well, you appear to be friends. Can I stick with that fantasy?
That's media. That's media.
Is that why Mags isn't here?
No, but actually, it's true, though. It wasn't friendship. It was nothing to do with that. We were drawn to each other because of music.
Yep.
And then you learn to know each other, and then we know we're not friends.
And what was the music scene like when you were that age? What was it like in your city? Or who did you like at the time?
No one at home.
Oh, really?
No,
that's tough.
No. Yeah, but it was the music scene was... Not interesting, really, back then.
Okay.
In Norway, because we had this minority complex, and nothing really good could come out of Norway, and it never did, because that's what people were thinking.
But isn't that sad? Don't you think?
I think it's typical. Because also, it's typical of us.
Yep.
Yeah. We tend to think like that easily.
You seem to be very humble. That's what I'm picking up.
But
where does that come from?
Well, you seem to be a humble man who's incredibly talented, and you don't want to be showy and big about it.
Where do I go here now?
No, I mean, you just do what you do, which is you keep on being humble. But this is going to test your humility because quite a few modern stars cite a-ha as being quite influential to them. Chris
Absolutely.
Martin from Coldplay sees you as being one of his true musical heroes. How does that make you feel?
You've heard that.
But he also likes the way I look, according to...
Really? Is it the cheekbones again?
The way you
so I think that influences his ability to gauge.
Mm. Can we do something? Can we play something? Can we play a song I'm sure you've never heard before?
Okay.
All right. It's a song I'd like you to listen to. It's called Take On Me by a-ha. Is that okay?
I think you already made your mind up.
I've made my mind up and I can't believe it's happening. Mm. Thank you. You've brought so much joy to us. Let's hear it, Rosie.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. God.
This is Kennedy Malloy without the Malloy, Chris Brown.
Those
sitting
high
in for
notes,
Mick.
That's what I'm talking about.
Morton Hackett from a-ha.
Can you do them now? I'm not right now, but I mean, when you're performing concerts.
Yeah.
Do you do that still?
Well, it's been 34 years. I don't enjoy that aspect of it because it becomes more of a gymnastic experience.
I was about to say, because your voice is your instrument.
And it doesn't come from that. It's the same with another song we did where I hold the note very long. And we do it kind of on the spur of the moment and it just becomes that. But then you're expected to keep doing it night after night after night. And then I'm not inspired to do it. So
yes.
It doesn't come naturally as you make yourself do it. And that's really not
no, I understand
needs
that.
To be.
But we're grown-ups and we understand that you grow with us. And we all like to think that we're all in the 80s.
No, I am doing it.
I actually do have a bone to pick with you, Morten, because I have attempted Take On Me in karaoke. And it always seems to go...
Well, that's very foolish of you.
Well, it goes so well until you hit the the in a day or two line in the chorus.
This bit here?
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay now. Oh, that's not good. But this bit.
No, it's no one can get it.
But
no
this
one.
Is, this
Maybe
is
Robert
where,
Plant could. Yeah.
but this is also an interesting point where you leave the musical aspect and spiritual part in the sense of the song, and it just becomes a show-off. You know.
But you're being positive about that, right? I can't read you right now.
You can't read me.
I'm trying, but I'm going.
How
positive.
Does that make you feel?
I don't know.
I kind of like it. I kind of like seeing Jane Kennedy on the back foot
I'm
here.
A bit tingly.
Can we have more of it, please, Morten? Just getting it tingly.
No, that's
it could be the Chardonnay, but it could also be what you're doing.
It's where it gets interesting.
No, it's because I'm picking up. When you said spiritual, then you're a spiritual person. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
Now I was.
But does that exist? We don't know that though.
Well, you can explore it.
What is left in a human being if you take away all the sensory options?
Well, I don't know. No, we don't.
But the interesting thing is if you can't see anymore and can't hear.
Yeah. Mm. But that would be terrible. That's why
it
we need to
terrible,
have
It would be terrible, but we have life forms that are perfectly, you know, having to have a good time basically without any of that.
Wow, you're fascinating.
So, no, but that's a fact.
It is. Okay.
And they don't miss it. But it's just a reference point that we have.
Yeah.
Because there is no light in the universe for real. There is no sound. It's all dead.
What silent. Have I been looking at?
You're looking at something created in your brain.
Oh, okay. That's good, yes.
So that's in order to make sense of the world, which is all vibrations and energy.
Oh, okay.
That's the real world that we are
Do you
facing.
Study? I'm not joking.
No,
is this a study that you do? What?
It's interesting because it says something about us and how, you know, how come this can be, you know, at all.
I feel very trivial for the next thing I'm going to play. It feels really...
No.
Because I'm going to play something where you won the MTV Awards for Best New Talent. Is that fitting?
Do it. We can talk afterwards.
Really? Because this is... You won in Best New Talent. 1986. Yeah. And this is the insane lineup you're up against. Let's have a listen.
Take On Me. Hooters and We Dance. Whitney Houston, How Will I Know?
Wow.
Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls. Simply Red, Holding Back the Years.
And the winner is Aha, Take On Me.
Yay!
Alright.
You
All
won.
Right.
Can you remember that? How
that
crazy
takes me
was
back.
That?
That's the first time I see it again.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Tell me what you're feeling. Can you remember that time?
I don't know. How do you explain feelings?
Well, let me try and, well, would you like me to pretend I'm you and say how it felt?
Yeah, because we're the same. We started off being the same.
This is how I would feel if I was you. Stoked. Do you know what that word means?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Stoked.
All right.
Stoked. Mm. And yes, I think they've made the right choice. And where's the bar?
I mean, I honestly don't know if there's a right choice there.
Those other names really didn't go too far in their careers either.
No, they
obviously took the hit pretty hard.
You Whitney Houston as Best New Talent.
How does that work?
Isn't that crazy? And well, but so it should.
Yeah,
and we have to talk about. Can we quickly talk about the video clip?
Yeah,
quickly. I love the days of video clips because that's to me was just the best. And you're a very amazing company. How many people have only got a billion
Four,
views?
Four, I believe,
in the world. And it was one of the most remarkable film clips. And it influenced so many people. Now there's an app that you can put on your phone to look like you in the clip. Did you know
what?
That?
I don't recommend it.
Because the clip
really?
Involves illustrations.
Yes.
It's an illustrated clip, isn't it? Which is quite groundbreaking still to this day. Not a lot of people have done that since. But how long did that take to create
that? Well, it was the first thing we did. So we didn't know much back then about videos and the processes. Mm. But it was 4 months in the making.
Yep.
Really?
Which was unusual, obviously, and very costly.
But now it was worth it because it's one of the most iconic clips of all time. So.
Yeah, it was worth it yesterday.
Mate. You've already done a show. You've been in Perth.
Yeah.
What was that like?
I had to think
and really process that. It's on
I'm not
the
trying
west
to
side.
Trick you. I promise. I'm not trying to trick you. And you have, Rosie, have you got the dates there? Do you want to read out? Oh, here you go. I've got them on my sheet because it's better that somebody else
been
reads it
too
out.
Too busy looking at Morton to
me too.
Grab my notes.
But it's a compliment.
Part of the Day on the Green tour, of course, which is always brilliant with AHA, Rick Astley, Pseudo Echo,
oh
and
God.
I Know Leopard. Hello.
That is going to be really, we'll really look forward to it. You've got so many fans. You know, Australia was very supportive of you and we love you very much.
Rochford Wineries in Yarra Valley, Bimbadgin in Hunter Valley, Sirimay Wines in Mount Cotton in Queensland and Villa Maria in Auckland. Hello to all our New Zealand listeners.
Playing a lot of wineries for someone that doesn't drink, Morton.
I don't know the wineries knew that.
No, there's you're sold out on
in
Sunday
Melbourne.
In Melbourne. You're going to Sydney and so look, we are really, I'm so thrilled to have you come in. You've been so interesting to meet and I'm not joking. You're really interesting and clever.
Well, I'm very different on stage though.
But that's what stars are like. That's you come alive. That's what lead singers are all about.
Alrighty.
But have you ever done acting? Because you'd be a good actor.
Be a very good actor.
You'd be a very good actor
in a crime series.
Yeah, you should be in like something like The Bridge.
I've only turned 60, so we'll have to wait and
what?
See.
Oh no!
Oh my God, you're a baby. You could be a real. You could be a bad guy in like The Bridge.
Yes.
You know that movie series?
Yeah, I could actually.
Yeah. No, you seriously could. You're looking at me now like you maybe want to kill me.
No, I wouldn't want to kill you, but it may be the result of.
Thank you, Morton.
Morton, can you come back next week? I've enjoyed it, and I know Jane's enjoyed it.
I have.
You've taken our minds to a different place.
I love it. All right.
It's just been brilliant.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with
guys.
More.
Thank you so much.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, but filling in for Mick Malloy is Chris Brown, and I'm filling in for Dangerous Dave.
And it's great to have you, Rosie, and Chris here. And we just had a wonderful chat with Morton. He was just one of the more interesting, amazing guys I've ever met, and their concerts are on now. It's AHA, seriously. And his voice is remarkable.
I want an audiobook read by him, and I want it now. But maybe not immediately before bed, because I may not sleep.
One of those Stieg Larsson books.
Oh, yes.
Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
Yes, that's true. And those steely blue eyes. Speaking
it's
of silly,
yes,
it's time for
let's
again.
Bring on this guy.
Jay, the song whisperer.
You do have steely blue eyes, song
Thank
whisperer.
You, Jane. Thank you. You're very kind.
Rosie, I know.
I've known the song whisperer for a very long time, and it always amuses
No one's ever
me.
Said that to him on any show he's worked on before, has he? Have they?
Eddie, every now and then.
Eddie, who? Eddie McGuire. All right.
Sometimes feels like I'm not enough, Jane. You know, you've been flirting with Morton. You've been flirting with the song whisperer.
No, I wasn't flirting. I wasn't flirting with Morton.
You know, I'm here. I'm just doing my best.
You know what?
This is me. Just take me or leave me.
I'm so comfortable with you that you're just like, oh, there's Chris.
In the words of Morton, take on me, all right?
Oh, my God,
I'll be gone.
Chris, you won't be gone. You know I love you, Chris. Thank you.
Song
all
whisperer?
Right. Song whisperer.
Here it is. A man's inner monologue is on display. The underlying message is get going. You have a life to live. The man's conscience taunts him about his current passivity, imploring him to throw caution to the wind and chase his dreams no matter the cost to relationships or contact with his wider community. Mm-hmm. So the moral of the story, embrace your self-interest and look out for number one.
All right. Now,
this is day two of this song.
Day two. Right. It's very hard.
Yep.
And we've had, I think we go straight to the callers, don't you think?
Absolutely.
133353. If you think you know it, give us a call. Hello, Len.
I think it's Love Over Gold by Dire Straits.
No.
Oh, yes, I do love that. And did you say no?
I know you like the song, but it's not correct.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, sorry, Len. Let's go to Brendan. Here comes Brendan. Hello, Brendan. What do you think it is?
I think it might be Master's Apprentices because I love you.
Okay. Is that embrace your self-interest or look out for number one?
Oh, yeah, do what you want to do.
Yeah, but do what you want to do. Be what you want to be.
Oh, hang on. That's very good.
It's a very interesting choice. Not correct.
Oh, bugger.
Oh, steady on, Brendan. Thank you. Hello, Bella.
Hi.
Bella, you have got an idea of what you think the Song Whisperer's song is. This is the second day we're trying to get it. What do you think it is?
I really think it's Offspring's Self-Esteem. That's okay,
because I got That's a really good guest song, Whisperer. Come
also
on.
Also a good one.
Self-esteem.
Sorry,
come
Bella,
on, guys. I met
correct.
Offspring.
Oh, you met Offspring. Good for you, Bella. Sorry.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you right.
Bella's right, though. With the self-reflection is,
yes,
a, is,
it
a,
is
a good note, isn't it? We're heading
starting
down the right
to
path.
Zero in.
Correct. We're zeroing.
We
hey, can we have any more clues? Can we have a clue? Because this is crazy.
Well, do you want to get Dean? And then
all right,
give you a
okay.
Couple of clues.
Dean, what do you think it is?
Is it the killer, the man? Certified,
lean on the man. All right. So that's a song about himself, like he's really up himself.
Yeah. Not very passive, though.
No.
Not the killer.
Oh, it's strong. Not the killer.
Oh, no passivity.
You know? So the killer's too strong.
Well,
too
look, strong. Looking inward glowingly as opposed to
correct.
Looking inward not all necessarily
right.
As positively.
That's right, but we need more hard clues now.
I'll give you
we
a
need
couple
something
of clues.
Really a bit more. Firm.
British band, early 80s.
British band?
Early 80s.
Okay.
Do we go, what do we do
so now?
Now
we will play a different song that is not the
well,
song
we're
well,
can we put your executive producer
we'll come
hat
back to
on now?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we go to a song now?
Correct.
Rosie, over to you.
Kennedy Malloy with Kennedy, no Malloy, Chris Brown, no Dangerous Dave.
And the Song Whisperer, and Rosie.
And no correct
song. It's a
song.
Loose Friday, everyone.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We started the week off with Jane and Dange, joined by Triple M Sydney's Moon Man in the Morning, Lawrence Mooney, after a huge Firefight Australia weekend.
I was at the Firefighter concert. It was fantastic. When I got home, I was watching on the TV, and Russell Crowe is basically educating climate deniers.
The change in climate can be seen in the extremes of those fluctuations and in the increase of extreme weather events.
That's climate change in a nutshell.
Thank you, Russell.
Do you like the way I say fluctuation? Are you fluctuating?
Thank you for that explanation.
Limo joined us and in Mick's absence was quick to try out some of his technically inept material.
Devastating news.
Yeah, that is devastating. We might get to that. I can just hear what's someone's...
Siri just asked me, do you want some news about devastating? How do I turn this off?
Oh, my God.
Oh, there we go.
Feels like Mick's here in the studio.
We found out what floats Ross Noble's medieval merchant boat.
So I love, like, Game of Thrones. I love
the Vikings.
The Vikings. I'll tell you what, right? My wife, she's got sort of blonde hair. She's never watched Vikings, but she'll put the plaits at the side.
A Norse wench.
No. I wouldn't say
I'm not went. Saying you'll.
Yeah. If I was to go on a dating website, yes. What are you looking for? Norse wench.
Queen frontman Adam Lambert dropped by and told us about filling the big shoes of Freddie Mercury.
I'm so lucky that I get to sort of pay tribute to him and celebrate him as an artist and as a person. I hope that in some way I can carry on his spirit. And I've asked a lot of questions and I've learned a lot about him. We spent a lot of time together, so I've definitely had plenty of story time with the guys and I've heard amazing tales, some of which probably aren't appropriate for radio.
Mick was back on deck Wednesday and arrived to a panicked security situation.
An unidentified male was led into the station.
By who?
Dangerous Dave,
no,
you're on
no,
camera. We've got you on CCTV.
We've got the CCTV footage,
well,
mate. You're standing there going, please, come on in.
Could have been one of my many stalkers. Whole email's gone out.
Yeah. Apparently he was here for about half an hour. He's wandering around.
Jane alerted us to this disturbing new study.
It reveals that 1 in 3 urinate in the shower, 1 in 20 masturbate, and 1 in 30 poo in the shower.
Which one of these is you, Brad?
Guilty on all counts, Biggie.
Oh, my God.
When you got the gastro bug, a hot shower is the best situation. Everything just gets washed away.
All right.
Hi, Renee.
I'm guilty of 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got a
masturbating.
Give her a prize.
Okay. A case of brick lane.
He's got the extendable shower head, which is really...
All right.
A Rick Springfield tour of Australia with Zoot was announced this week, and big fan Lee Sales joined us.
You know, he does, like, cruises and stuff.
Yeah.
You can go on a Rick Springfield cruise.
No, he's going on cruises.
I would rather be on the one with coronavirus than the one. The idea of going on a cruise to me is just, like, what a hellhole. How long have they been on there now?
I'm obsessed by it because, to me, it's like a horror movie. It's a Stephen King novel playing out on that boat.
You know who they need? Captain Scatino. He is the only one who could possibly navigate them through these treacherous...
I thought you were going to say they need Captain Stu.
Love Boat was rife with coronavirus.
Influencer Mick had this advice for Andy Lee.
It'll take a while to cultivate a few followers. I have 65,000. How many do you have?
200,000, I think.
What's your handle?
Andy Tom Lee.
Andy Tom Lee. Tommy middle name?
Yeah, Tom's middle name. Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah, love Tom Cruise.
Is Tom a middle name? Why would he choose Tom randomly?
Because well, it's like you're Jane Dick Kennedy.
Beg your pardon.
And Andy shared this traumatic experience from the summer break.
There was a golf day, everybody, and Rob Sitch and Sam Pang and Glenn Robbins, Russell Howcroft, myself.
Yeah, there's a few good players.
Shock everybody, but Mick Molloy won.
It wasn't a popular win. Rob Sitch.
He texted me and said, I don't think Mick was off the right handicap.
Regular caller to the show, Greta's sister's launching a singing career.
She's stealing my Turnberg thunder.
You what?
She's stealing my Turnberg thunder. I'm about to launch my own singing career.
What? Oh,
great. I'm paying tribute to all the great Swedish performers. Some rock set.
Michael Bublé was visiting gorillas at the zoo while touring Australia.
Gone to see the silverbacks.
What's he doing at the gorillas?
Because he's a fan of gorillas. And I think he sang to them, didn't he?
He did have
them.
Michael Bublé is coming to your town.
I'll just say this.
What?
If ever you wanted to see a silverback go rogue.
Don't you say that.
Not since you've ridden Roy.
And we wrap up the week with Mick's behind-the-scenes tale of another chimp and the problematic Barry the Monkey Triple M TV commercial.
The chimp wouldn't come out of his trailer unless he had seven toasted cheese sandwiches. And I'm going, I'm not getting seven toasted cheese sandwiches.
What?
He's got all these CDs.
Pick the music.
Now, the handler specifically said, but under no circumstances, get within arm's length.
Chimp.
The chimp's not throwing the CDs around properly. So he gets in and starts showing him what to do.
Yep.
And the chimp punched him.
Barry the monkey's gone.
Were they rolling the cameras?
They went back to his trailer. I'm still sitting there going,
where's my toasted Oh, that was the week that was. It was chimps. It was everything. It was Mick going on about it. Was he got 50,000? It's pretty lame followers on Instagram. Mm.
Yep.
Andy Lee's got about 250.
Mm.
Chris, come on. Come on, do it for me.
I'm going to go on Morton on you and all. Sort of humble.
My, don't go Morton.
Dr. Chris Brown, I'm going to say has more than
600,000. I've looked it up.
I do, but they're there for different reasons. They're there for like pet facts and animal information. That's what they're there
too.
For.
That's good.
You know, we're all down with that.
Animal information.
Well,
animal
that's what you want.
That's what we want on Instagram nowadays, isn't it?
I'm that's like what I want.
Information influencer.
Thank you very much. That's exactly what I want. And more animal stuff. We'll be back after this break.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
A big shout out. I think this is the last day. Hang on, I might cry. Will I cry? No, because I'll be buoyant because Makita have been with us for so long. We've loved them for the last 4 weeks, Rosie. What Mick and I have been talking about is you cannot get anything better than something cordless. Trust me.
Can you tell me about the wheelbarrow? I've heard about this.
Oh, my God. This is a brushless motor wheelbarrow and bucket kit.
What?
Well, I thought maybe my kids could sit me in the wheelbarrow and just press a button and I could drive around. Chris, you look like, I don't know, do you garden?
I do garden.
You
I
do?
I love gardening.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you have a gardener?
No.
But you're a big time star. What's going on?
What
do you do in the garden?
I'm not on radio money. this is the thing. So
neither am I.
Do you do the weeds?
I love weeding.
Do you
There's
have
nothing
secateurs?
More therapeutic. I just get the
Rosie, secateurs.
Secateurs.
I love a good secateur.
Pruning shears.
Ooh. Or a hedge trimmer.
I get the good Makita make a very good one.
They do a cordless one.
I get my little leather gardening. They're not little.
What's leather? What
leather gardening gloves on and go and start ripping those weeds apart.
Don't, that's well, enough. That's
I mean,
enough
I got back.
You.
I left the jungle and discovered a new jungle when I got back home. So, I mean, Makita.
We don't need know about your manscaping.
That's a different story altogether.
Thank you, Makita. I think you know what? Mick is not here, but just we want to do just send our regards to Mick. And I think he might have given one last song, one last hurrah for Makita. Have we got it, Rosie?
Makita!
A little random. A little random.
Okay?
You know what? Everybody, don't be ridiculous. If you're gardening this weekend, head to makita.com.au to find your authorised dealer. We love you, Makita. Thank you for looking after us at Kennedy Molloy /Brown.
Okay. Is it time to boot this stupid song whisperer?
Oh, man.
Jay, do you find that disrespectful that Rosie just called you the stupid song whisperer? The girls have gone rogue.
I find it typical. I expect no less.
I've never seen you angry.
No.
You're bemused.
The people of Australia are angry right now, though, Song Whisperer.
Yeah, they this, really are, because it's ridiculous.
This has just been an ongoing drama.
I think
drama.
It was a bit tricky.
They're frustrated, disappointed, adamant that it is Queen I Want It All. It is not Queen I Want It All.
Okay.
So we can just put that to bed straight away.
Do you want us to go to any callers?
Sure. Let's see what they
think. All right, Chris, what do you think it is?
Is it Don't Stand So Close to Me by The Police?
British, early 80s.
British, yeah, we worked that out.
Not The Police.
No, sorry.
Chris, good guess.
Thanks,
though.
Guys. Thank you.
That's all right, Chris. Hey, Chris. Oh, is Chris still there, Rosie? Can we go back to Chris?
Yes.
Sorry, I know. No, do you know what, Chris? You're so disappointed.
Chris?
You? Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
The doctor one.
We're going to give you... I know, that's right, I've got another Chris here.
We're both Chris's from Newcastle. So
from Newcastle.
We are both from Newcastle.
Chris, I'm going to give you a slab of Brick Lane because Mick's not here and that's what you...
That's a good
He would love you to have it, I know. Well done, Chris.
Good on you, Chris. Head down to Nobby's car park this afternoon with that.
Oh, yes, beautiful.
It'd be a good place to go.
Good on you. Thanks, Chris.
All right,
now
place,
I'm going to...
Okay.
It is, I know, it's a real place. We're going to someone called Grinner. Hello, Grinner.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Grinner. What do you think?
I think it's I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that would make sense from the clues. A man's inner monologue.
British.
Embrace your self-interest because he can't get no satisfaction, Song Whisperer.
And from all reports, he's looking out for number one.
Yes. That
sure is.
Correct.
Not the Rolling Stones.
Oh, God.
Let's go to Greg.
Oh, hi, Jane, Chris,
hello.
Rosie and Jay.
Well done, Greg.
A lot of names.
You better get some Brick Lane too.
Yeah, thank you.
Respect, man, respect. What do you think it is?
I'm thinking Ma Sharona by the...
Woo! I would have thought this is a song about... Sharona.
Not himself.
Where did you get that idea from?
And not himself. Is that correct, Song Whisperer?
No, not correct.
Oh. Hey, can I tell you a funny fact about Ma Sharona?
My Sharona fact.
All right, quickly.
Quentin Tarantino wanted to use Ma Sharona for the scene out of Pulp Fiction when it's Bring Out the Gimp.
Oh, really?
But Bert Nevere from
I remember him.
Yeah, knocked it back.
Oh,
so just think, it could have gone down in history as, you know, sort of Bring Out the Gimp. Ma Sharona.
Wow.
Greg, thank you for that fun fact. Have a good weekend. Lovely. We've got another guy. Chris
has actually dropped out.
Oh, you know what? This is ridiculous.
This is it.
No, no one's got it.
No one has got it. I'm calling it quits.
Putting it to bed, Song Whisperer. You're too brainy for all of us.
The song is by Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Oh, my God. Owner of a Lonely Heart. It's the moral of the story.
Move yourself. You always live your life never thinking of the future.
Embrace
Prove
your self-interest. Look out for number one.
God. Yeah, you've got a life to live. Wow. Get going.
Yeah.
Get going.
Do we have to hear it now?
All right. We have to.
But that's a good idea.
Well done, Song Whisperer.
Thank you, Song Whisperer.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Is that it for the show? Are we over?
Dr. Chris Brown.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for joining both Rosie and I today. It's been a real treat.
Look, I feel like I'm the other guy.
No, John.
It's felt good for me.
It has been fun.
Has it felt good for you?
It has felt good for me.
That's all you can ask for.
All right. I was just told you how prudish I am, but I am. But not, you know, not for that reason. We've had great guests today.
We have.
Morton, thank you so much. You're amazing and interesting. Tom Gleisner, we loved having you.
Very thoughtful guest today.
Really?
Very
you've been positive about it?
Cerebral.
Cerebral is a word.
Very dangerous, Dave would never say
no,
cerebral.
No, dangerous would have to look it up.
it's been a lot of fun. But Mickey back next week?
Mickey's back on Monday. And also we have Dave Reynolds, Nick Cody, Ben Elton is going to join us. And Jim Jefferies, thanks very much. As well as Charlie Pickering. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you again, Chris. Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you, Jane. Have a great weekend.
You
too.
See you, Australia.
Have a good weekend.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. Powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.